At least six states, most of them led by Republicans, are pressing ahead with plans to redraw congressional districts ahead of the 2026 midterms. But in one of those states, Missouri, there's growing opposition to the move, as Savannah Hawley Bates with KCUR in Kansas City now reports.
Thousands of volunteers with a group called People Not Politicians Missouri are part of an effort to overturn the state's new congressional map.
I want my vote to count and continue to matter.
Leanne Villaluz is one of them.
If I'm not represented fairly in a map that's drawn fairly and that we voted on, that silences my vote.
She's going door to door in Kansas City to get people to sign a petition that would let voters decide whether to keep the new congressional map.
Hi, I'm Leanne, and I'm going around to Jackson County voters to sign a petition to...
The group says it already has the more than 100,000 signatures needed to force a referendum and is still collecting more. But the state's top election official disagrees and says they started gathering signatures too early. That's sure to wind up in the courts. If the group is successful, the referendum would stall the map until voters weigh in next year. Right now, six Republicans and two Democrats represent Missouri in the U.S. House. But the state's new plan, which Republican Governor Mike Kehoe signed into law late last month, decimates the Kansas City district of longtime Democrat U.S. Representative Emanuel Cleaver II. Here's Kehoe introducing the new map in August.
I appreciate President Donald Trump for raising the level of conversation on this matter.
The Democratic National Committee is contributing staff and money to the referendum effort, and there's been a slew of lawsuits to challenge the state's new map. Rebecca Amescua-Hogan is a plaintiff in one of the lawsuits.
Kansas City is already at a point where we're dealing with lack of affordable housing, lack of mental health resources, lack of transportation.
She's running as a progressive for the Kansas City Council. The area she wants to represent would be split into three different congressional districts if the new map holds. As she talks to voters for her campaign, she's also gathering signatures for the referendum effort. Amescua-Hogan says Kansas City is already competing for federal resources, and splitting it up into three districts will only make it more difficult.
It would be incredibly discouraging because it already feels like we're fighting an uphill battle. And that uphill battle is only going to get worse.
The new congressional map easily passed the Missouri legislature, where Republicans have had a supermajority for years. Michael Davis is one of the lawmakers who championed the new map.
We should send a conservative message to D.C.
Davis says Missourians elected Republican lawmakers because they trust them to do what they think is best with redistricting.
The best way to do that is by sending seven Republicans who are going to ensure that Republicans keep control of the U.S. House of Representatives.
But 15 Republicans voted against the map in the state legislature. Nearly all of them are from parts of the state that would be most affected by redistricting. Bill Allen is one of those Republicans. He represents a district in North Kansas City that is split evenly between parties.
I think I heard from one or two constituents that wanted me to vote in favor, and almost every other one that I heard was in opposition.
Allen opposes mid-decade redistricting and was disappointed that Missouri followed Texas and Trump's lead by doing it.
The job of the representative is to represent the district, not the party, certainly not the president. Their will is my responsibility.
Leanne Villaluz, the volunteer, says she thinks voters will get the last word.
Just about anyone that stops and hears what the petition is about is ready and willing to sign. Whatever your vote is, it's going to be diluted with the maps, and nobody wants that.
Villaluz plans to keep knocking doors for the next 2 months. That's when the group will find out if it's done enough to put redistricting on the ballot and potentially reverse Missouri's new congressional map. For NPR News, I'm Savannah Hawley Bates in Kansas City.